COVID continues its stronghold on the country and the world. The virus once again carving a path into the unknown. Another variant has emerged, and two recent studies are sparking concern as to if it can evade the vaccine's protection. And if so, how bad are the symptoms? News Nation's Marky Martin is live for us in Dallas tonight. Marky, this is the latest of several mutations that are straining healthcare systems all across the world.
Yeah, good evening, Marnie. The Delta variant does remain the most prevalent variant. However, this Lambda strain is now really starting to emerge. And just a warning off the top here, you know, so little is actually known about it. Most importantly, how contagious it is and the severity of the illness it can cause.
It should surprise nobody that we are going to continue to have further evolution of this virus into other variants.
Just as the U.S. is beginning to backtrack due to the Delta variant, a new strain is starting to emerge, Lambda.
So it is here in Louisiana. We do not know whether this is going to be better, worse, different, the same than Delta. There's not enough information.
According to the World Health Organization, Lambda was first discovered in Peru last year. Since April, it's been responsible for more than 80% of cases reported there. It's now taken over other parts of South America, including Chile, Ecuador, Colombia, Argentina, Brazil, and now 44 American states have reported Lambda cases. Two recent studies that have yet to be peer-reviewed out of New York and Japan found Lambda to be more infectious than older versions of coronavirus and more resistant to vaccination antibodies.
So now Lambda's coming. It's definitely more infectious, and we may not be protected from it.
Many doctors maintaining the COVID vaccine is effective against Lambda and still remains your best chance at protection.
Every person who's unvaccinated is really a little incubator for developing a new variant.
One of the first U.S. Lambda cases was discovered at Houston Methodist Hospital. Dr. Wesley Long works there and says studying and understanding new mutations of COVID-19 is critical.
It is important, though, for us on a population level to keep studying the variants and looking for new variants and looking for variants, any changes that might render things like vaccines or the monoclonal antibody therapies we have less effective.
And there are now five known cases just out of the Dallas area alone. But I can also tell you Lambda's spread on a global level has been significant enough for the World Health Organization to label it a variant of interest.